Yeah, who is it?
It's me, Slug.
Oh, well, what do you want?
I want to see you right away and talk.
Well, wait a minute.
Come on in.
Well, what's happened now? Have the police caught up with us or what?
Nah, they ain't caught up with us. But just look at this. Just look at it. Look, this newspaper, will you?
Well, what about it?
Read it. Read it, can't you? Right there. There.
Say, did you get me out of bed to show me this?
Why, certainly. You see what it says, don't you? Local merchant frowns on prize fighting. Says pugilism is a low, brutal profession. Do you get that? Say your name in a low, brutal profession. I'd like to find out who said that. I'd show him a thing or two.
Well, it says who said it. Ed Peters.
What? Ed Peters? Dead egg? Say, where did I get my mitts on him? I'll learn him how to call me names.
Now, wait a minute. Keep your shirt on. This is all right.
All right? All right to let that hayseed jimmy our game?
He's not jimmying our game. He's doing us a favor. Playing right into our hands.
Say, you must be nuts. How are we going to stage a fight in this burg if the newspapers come out and print stuff like this?
How many times do I have to tell you, Slug, that we're not going to stage a fight here? All we do is to collect $2,500 to build an arena, spend $600 of it, and call the fight off on account of the law. Is that clear now? Or do you want me to draw your picture?
Yeah. I get it. It's all a bluff.
Why? After that mental effort, you'd better sit down and rest for a while.
Yeah, you can't fool me. I get things quick.
Yes, you're a marvel. Now look, we collect $2,500 from the merchants of this fair city and promise them that we're going to put up a big sports arena and stage a championship fight.
Yeah.
We build the arena, and it costs us 600 berries.
Yeah.
We advertise in the paper that the arena is about to be opened.
Yeah.
But we know ahead of time that the arena will never be opened, and the fight will never come off because there's a city ordinance against holding fights in Corn Center.
Yeah.
Now listen, Slug. This guy Peters is against prize fighting. Well, he's the baby to take the matter up to the mayor. He thinks prize fighting brutal, huh? Well, we're going to show him that it's a lot more brutal than he even figures it is.
Yeah.
Now get this. You go over and see Peters and tell him that in every fight you've ever had, you've killed your man in the very first round.
Yeah, but I never killed nobody.
Well, listen, boy. Oh, what's the use? Tell him just when I saw them, get going.
Okay, I'll tell him.
And stay out of here until afternoon. I want to get a little sleep.
Zeb. Hey, Zeb.
Yeah? What's the matter now?
Look at Dad, dang it. I got my name in the paper.
Let's see.
See, right there is where it says, local merchant frowns on prize fighting. See it?
Well, it's John Brown. Dang if he didn't. Put it there. Right, Cracky, I knew you'd make the grade, Eb. I knew you had it in you, all right.
Yeah, what are those guys laughing at?
Oh, hello, Mr. Nelson. Why, Eb, my partner here, he just got his name in the paper. See, right there where it says...
Give me that paper. That's what I'm thinking, you Hicktown papers.
See, now, you look here. You tear up our paper and I'll...
What'll you do?
I'll buy another one.
I guess those guys don't know who I am, do you?
Well, whatever it is, I bet you're the only one of them.
Say, don't get flip with me, Grandpa. Or I'll knock you so flat your folks can play you for a phonograph record.
You can't knock me so flat my folks can play me for a phonograph record.
Oh, I can't, huh?
No.
I can't, huh? Well, why can't I?
Yeah, because they ain't got no phonograph.
Oh, you shut up.
Yes, sir.
I'm Butler Nelson, say. And when I get into the ring, I...
Hey.
Ring. When I get into the ring, I give him the KO in the first round. Why, listen,
how's
I...
that?
Round. Why, I remember the first fight I ever had. It was with Rosie Rosenbaum. And say, did I...
Dang if I can make out a word he's a-saying, Zeb. What's that again, mister?
Rosie. I'm talking
yes,
about...
Yes, Zeb. He's talking about ring around a Rosie.
Ring around... Yes. No, I ain't talking about ring around a Rosie.
You ain't?
No, I'm talking about a match.
Oh, a match. Yes, he's talking about a match, Zeb.
Yeah, a match.
Yes.
Well, from the very start, I had this guy in the ropes, see?
Well, what was the match for?
To light the ropes. To light the ropes.
Ah, those guys don't get it. Those don't get it at all. This was about, a bout with the Dukes. I had this guy going, see?
Going where?
Going about with the Duke. Say, you must know a lot of fine people, mister.
Ah, those guys know what I mean. These here, Dukes. So he went down for the counts, eh?
Yes, that's what I say. Dukes and counts. And say, if you don't mind asking personal questions of this sort, like what, did you give me the king?
Did I? Listen, will you? I'm talking about a fight. A fight.
Yes. Between the Duke and the Count.
Yes.
Between me and a guy named Rosie Rosenbaum. I see he's weakening.
Say, I reckon you mean when what you said back there. I reckon you mean saw. You saw the.
I said see.
Saw.
See.
Saw.
Let's go back to ring around with Rosie.
Yes, drop the handkerchief. That's a good game too, mister.
Now listen, that's enough from you guys. In just about a second, I'm going to knock you so far to take $1,000,000 to send you a letter.
What?
What is that?
Say, are you thief? A letter.
This fella's crazy, Zeb. Shucks. Now he's talking about playing post office again.
Say, what's playing post office? Say, you guys, what's
playing? Look out, Zeb.
You let us swipe along, Zeb. Well, here's something from the post office for you, too. Small town wisecrackers. Well, maybe that'll work.
You're again, you'll knock you down with a club or something. I told you to have a club around you or something, Em. That's bum. Why, you big bum, you? Come in here again? I'm trying people like that. You've got no use for him at all. Again, say, did he hurt you? Look at the knob on my head here. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Don't rub it so hard, you crazy fool. Shucks. Feel like I got a horn in one side of my head there.
Well,
did he hurt you much?
No, I ain't hurt, but... Dad, ding it, that's the third time.